This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. It's great to have you with us. Time to chat some running. And joining us once again is Kathy Winkler out in California. Kathy, welcome back. Nice to join you again. Your run, is it something you love doing, or is it unfortunately a necessary evil of triathlon?
I love doing the run. I think it's your time where I can go out and completely disconnect. I never run with music. I love to run trails so I can really soak in all the nature around me while I'm out there.
What is it that you love about running? I feel exactly the same way. I mean, even if I'm not running well, just being able to get out is phenomenal. But what is it that you love about it?
I think it's that ability where you can just, there's very minimal planning with running. You know, cycling and swimming, there's so much gear to pack up and sort of get ready for. Running, you can throw on a pair of shoes no matter where you are and go out and explore someplace new. It's just very free and liberating.
Absolutely. And distance-wise, I mean, what's your favorite? I mean, do you love the long stuff or do you prefer shorter 10Ks, that sort of thing? What's your favorite distance?
It depends on the day and how I'm feeling, but I think being able to maybe a little longer so you can really go out and explore some new terrain. Of course, there are some days where I feel like, you know, oh, do I have to run for 2 hours? But if you can find a nice course, and I'm fortunate in that I always can here, it's great just to go out and watch the ocean go by or climb through some trees. I love to run only trail if I can. So we have some great nature and things to go by. It's a wonderful sort of detox from the rest of the day in society.
You've mentioned you've been pretty lucky to stay injury-free pretty much throughout your triathlon career. What do you attribute that to? I mean, you've obviously done a lot of miles over the years. Have you avoided major injuries?
I think because I combine my land running with water running, which is not as enjoyable as the land running. Again, I'm lucky if I can go and use some open water to water run in, because it can be so dreadfully boring and it's almost key that you have a friend there to help you. But not having that pressure on the joints all the time, I think, you know, I had an injury one time and the water running was so successful that now I incorporate it all the time to keep me injury free.
Do you do much strength and conditioning, sort of core work, Pilates, yoga, that sort of stuff?
Yes, I do. I try and do yoga at least once a week, if not more. And I do strength workouts twice a week.
And I'm taking it that is probably just as important as getting the runs in.
I believe that you are correct. I don't always view it that way because I'm such a cardio person. That for me, I'm always, oh, how many hours of cardio have I had? That's more fun for me. But I think that you are right, that the strength is key, especially as you age. I think that you need that to keep your body in one piece and healthy.
Your favorite run workout, what do you absolutely love doing?
Oh, long, slow distance day with lots of hills.
How long is long?
I'd say an hour and a half to 2 hours is comfortable. Some days longer is longer, and that's okay too. But then sometimes you can start to watch the clock. I don't know. As long as you have your mind sort of wrapped around it before you go, if you know, I think this year leading into Kona, I knew I was going a certain distance, and now that's possible with the Garmin. And I had mapped it out ahead of time and knew that I had to get like 20 plus miles in that day. And it had shown up on the maps a certain way. And as I started, I got about halfway and I realized I was not going to make that. And so adding the little pieces, that can be a little harder. But if you can just kind of get lost on a trail and end up somewhere, that's my favorite. I'm lucky in that my husband is extremely supportive. So a lot of times I can just sort of go out and get lost on a trail and call if I need a pickup somewhere.
I love that. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us here on the Cone Edge today. Much appreciated. We look forward to touching base and chatting a little bit about your nutrition next time out. Thanks for your time.
Excellent. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.